Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first full weekend of fall. And let me tell you, for most of the Lone Star State, things are cooling off along the southern coast and along the river. Rio Grande River may still be a bit warm, but it's coming. And fall fishing is just around the corner. Also, some hunting kicks off this week. And to that end, we're going to start our annual Waltz Across Texas. That's where we visit with all 11 Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders.
A lot of information.
Absolutely. They're going to be providing their updates. Starting things off this week, we've got Rusty Wood out of the Piney Woods and Dean Marquardt up out of Brownwood, and two great areas. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, there's so much information, so much going on, so exciting for the upcoming hunting season that these shows over the coming weeks are going to be very, very full. You'll definitely want to tune in. Plus, we've got a lot of local, state, and national news. Mm-hmm. So you all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our Hill Country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one Texan to another. Thanks.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And at the top of the program, I want to acknowledge the passing of a very good friend, Cajun Phil Broussard, over in Lake Charles. Met Cajun back in 2005, the second year of the Southwest Outdoor Report television show that we were on together for about 15 years. Cajun, of course, covering the Louisiana weekly update. I went through various name changes, became Fox Sports Outdoors, and then others. He and his son, Kevin, always see him at the Houston Fishing Show, and they run the Cajun Paradise Charters there in Hackberry. And they were quite the redfish tournament fishing team. Ooh, okay. One of the most successful of all times. And just one of the nicest guys, always a smile. kind of the life of the party. And he was a good Christian man, and his request, in advance of his passing, was that you don't grieve, that he led a good life, surrounded by loving, caring people, and is now checking out new fishing areas in the heavens above, where he said we will all meet again. Kevin, good life, and yes, we will see you in the future again.
Okay.
Yeah, good guy, really good guy.
Good.
Here in the Lone Star State, we're going through a transition of weather, and again, checking Houston, but I check weather all around the state. A cool down, particularly at daytime or nighttime lows, has arrived. Down with our friends in the Valley, McAllen, Harlingen, all the way down to Port Isabel and South Padre. May still be a little bit warm. Same thing in Corpus, but it's coming. And the temperature has already dropped, and daytime temperatures, we get them down, and it would be more better.
Well, already nice mornings, I mean, really is.
Absolutely. What you got for us on the national scene?
I've got something here that's going to really excite Bob.
Okay.
Over 40 bird enthusiasts from across the state descended on Nixon last week to catch a glimpse of a double-striped thickknee.
Wow.
That's a shore bird native to Mexico and South America that hasn't been seen in Texas since 1961.
So if it's a shore bird, and is I guess it's webless, probably.
Mm, right.
So that means our friend Owen Fitzsimmons, who has that massive title, and we just call him the Dove Guy.
Parks and Wildlife, yeah.
He must be excited about that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's something from our friends at National Shooting Sports Foundation, and that's the Firearm Industry Trade Association. They joined the nation in grieving the loss of Charlie Kirk, founder and CEO of Turning Point USA, struck down by an assassin during a public open appearance in Utah Valley University. That was in Orem. He was a wonderful leader who peacefully challenged opposing viewpoints, but more than that, Kirk was a husband and father to two small children. He was a man who challenged ideas with ideas. He invited open debate with those who vehemently disagreed with him. He believed in free and spirited exchange of ideas and using words to reach millions of young adults across America's college campuses. Also a man of deep-rooted and unapologetic faith in his Creator, he was dedicated to preserving and exercising our American rights granted by that Creator and guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, including not just the First Amendment of free speech, but also Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms. This targeted assassination of Kirk in what can only be understood as a measure to silence his voice and ideas is vile. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, that could justify political violence against Kirk, who sought to exchange his fellow citizens in civil discourse.
You know what is tragedy all the way around,
yes,
but also tragedy for the future, because Charlie was only 31.
Correct.
And the growth that he had just surpassed his years.
Unbelievable.
His recall, knowledge, and his Christian faith certainly will be remembered. But folks, for those of you that maybe had listened to him and then went, oh, he's getting too political, or you know, he's doing this or doing that, I think that's called growth.
Correct.
We all go through it. I mean, goodness, when I was 31, there was a lot of learning left, you know.
And still is.
It still is. That's right. That's right. But, tragedy that he was taken from his family, friends, and loved ones, but also the rest of us that were inspired by him.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
A lot of inspiration in the outdoors. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report. Yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
A
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D, for decades. The original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I have some at my place I have had over 20 years, and they're still working. And the blind now introduces its next generation. I just put one at my place. The VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, their new cottonseed feeder, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And if you're looking at buying a hunting blind before your hunting season begins, definitely check out the VersaBlind.
Very easy to put together. Yeah.
Bow season, how do you know?
Because we put it together.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
We put it together in the bed of the truck that I had. And fortunately, they had it together. But I put the other five that I've got together. No, they're very easy to put together.
Well, whether you're participating in bow season that opens this weekend or rifle season coming up, the window configuration is great for bow hunters, rifle hunters, someone Harold or my size,
yes.
We can both hunt, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You can see the entire blind lineup at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg. All four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. D&D Hardware and LaGrange. Ebar Feeds, two locations, Gonzales and Hallettsville. Gibson's in Kerrville. Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady. Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury. Then we've got West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo, and Wolford Enterprises, two locations, Kuntz and Buna.
And checking the Texas Outdoor Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a quartet of good days. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday are three best days. This Saturday, look for game to be active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, a major time shift occurs with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise. Continue to forage until mid-morning. Wednesday and Thursday, we'll see this major feeding period of the day begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. Times will have continued to adjust, so Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, we'll see game most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, September the 29th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. This Sunday through Thursday, a string of days with a single-tide schedule of one high and one low. Friday through next Sunday will each have a double-tide schedule of two high, two low each day.
On the coast, boy, I tell you what, just some great fishing, and it's only going to get better. Happened to sneak away after last week's show, headed to North Padre for some meetings and some time with my son, and the water was gorgeous. The winds were light, and unfortunately, other commitments kept me off the water, and it just killed me. Took rod and reel, tackle box.
Just in case, yeah.
Right. Just in case, but never got wet. Sabine, over on Calcasieu, good fishing taking place, and that area is really going to turn on as the temperature continues to drop. Mix of flounder, redfish, and trout along bulkheads on outgoing. They're catching flounder and trout and redfish, and good areas are going to be down the south end of the lake. And you can also, don't forget, fish that beachfront around Holly Beach back to Johnson's Bio, great area. Sabine Lake, nice fish, trout being caught under popping corks, drifting the north levee. There they're also catching flounder mixed in with the redfish and trout around the bulkheads on an outgoing tide. Bolivar, that surf is still producing, doing great things. Galveston Bay, birds are working throughout the complex over schools of speckled trout and sand trout. If you're not familiar with sand trout, they're not as hardy of flesh, so fry them up when you catch them. Don't try to freeze them like you can a speckled trout or redfish, okay? But good eating and no limit, so you can have a big fish fry. West Galveston Bay, birds continue to work and point the way to feeding fish. East and West Matagorda, we deal with temperature changes, and that's the case in those areas. But talking to Tommy Koontz, and he says, you know, as we head into the fall, East Matagorda typically has a little bit bigger trout, particularly since the change years ago in the flow of the Colorado River into West Bay. San Antonio Bay, congregated around the reefs, but again, you're having to pick through some undersized fish to get some quality fish in your box. Port Aransas, redfish are great on live shrimp, cut mullet, and silver spoons on both the north and south jetty. Baffin Bay, excellent fishing. Water levels have risen 18 inches, which changed the pattern of the fish a bit. But as the tides come up, they're also going to come down. Play those tides accordingly. Port Mansfield, water levels continue to be high, but fishing continues to be very good. And shallow water action lasts to about 11, and then the fish move to deeper water. Again, with the cooler nighttime temperatures over the next few weeks, as we really get into some cool weather, that's going to change. Play the weather, play the tides. And finally, Port Isabel, South Padre. Redfish are good late in the evening on cut mullet. Black drum are a bit elusive, but speckled trout are good in the intercoastal waterway on live shrimp and popping cork. Don't forget, if you want to do some offshore fishing, go out 9 nautical miles for red snapper in state waters. How about our lakes?
Well, let us go to East Texas. Conroe, the catfish bite has been solid, with good keepers showing up in baited spots 12 to 25 feet deep. Those smaller fish are still mixed in. Catfish, bubblegum, punchbait, liver, worms all working well. Largemouth bass are chasing shad schools early and holding on deeper docks and offshore structure. Fork. Good topwater action early in the morning around pond weed with topwaters and frogs. Then use flukes and soft plastic stick baits along the edge of the pond weed most of the day. There are still a few groups of fish offshore, but bass are primarily scattered from 12 to 22 feet in roadbeds, humps, long points. Deep crankbaits are good over points and humps in 18 to 25 feet. Livingston. Bite's been great in the morning and afternoons. Look for schooling fish right after daylight and late in the evenings, catching most white bass in 6 to 17 feet, but they can be caught on humps in 24 to 30 feet as well. Nacogdoches largemouth bass are good on white swim jigs, bladed jigs, walking topwaters in the shallow water. Bass are starting to school offshore in 12 to 15 feet of water on hard spots, so cast Carolina rigs or crankbaits. Crappie are excellent in 12 to 18 feet of water with bigger fish in timber, smaller fish in the brush with crappie jigs. Best color jig will be chartreuse due to the water stain. Tyler, crappie are good on minnows in 16 to 20 feet of water on brush piles. Bass are good on trick worms, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, some catches of bass on top waters. Bodark, early morning bass bite. Fair around pond weed and buzz baits and frogs are the ticket. Then target the edge of the pond weed using flukes, soft plastic stick baits, or Texas rig creature baits. Squarebill crankbaits are good on pond dams and high spots throughout the lake. Best bite is Texas rigs in the timber with creature baits or beavers in 5 to 10 feet of water. Crappie are excellent. Fish are starting to transition from deeper water to a fall pattern, but can still be shallow. Use jigs or minnows in 8 to 30 feet of water, concentrating efforts in the 15 to 25-foot zone. Fayette, cooler weather should bring fish shallow and turn on the topwater bass bite. Bass are good early in the morning, working underspins on points just off the grass, then rattle traps off the bank later in the morning, or Carolina rigs in 14 to 16 feet of water. The rattle trap bite is continuing through midday. Average fish is about 3 to 6 pounds. Palestine, crappie are good in 8 to 16 feet of water on brush, timber, boathouse using hand-tied jigs. Catfish are excellent in 3 to 12 feet of water using cut bait and punch bait. Bass are good around boathouses and vegetation in the backs of the creeks. Bait fish are transitioning to the backs of those creeks. Whitney, catfish are good using punch bait in 25 to 35 feet of water. Crappie are up in the main lake brush in 15 to 30 feet of water. White bass fishing is poor on the main lake humps in 25 to 30 feet of water. Largemouth bass fishing, though, is good using soft plastics on deep structure.
Heading to South Texas out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir, water levels are up about 8.5 feet from midsummer with temperatures holding around 82 degrees. Fish are starting to move shallow in the newly flooded cover. Best depth right now is 0 to 5 feet or 25 feet and deeper, with topwaters and spinnerbaits working well in the shallows and plastics producing in deeper water. Choke Canyon, again, currently only the south shore boat ramp is open. Anglers are encouraged to contact Texas Parks and Wild for the latest update. Bank fishing continues to be very good for catfish, with good numbers of channel and blue catfish being caught. Falcon, crappie fishing is improving with an occasional limit, though many catches are still juvenile fish. Bass action's been good in 3 to 15 feet along hard, rocky bottoms on Texas rig, crankbait, shaky heads, and football jigs. Brownwood bass to 6.13 pounds are good in 3 to 5 foot of water on topwater frogs in the shoreline grass. Crappie excellent to 14 inches on minnows and jigs off deeper, large docks. Then we go to Coleman, where crappie are good to 2 pounds on jigs and minnows in 10 to 15 feet of water on main lake docks and in the timber toward creeks. Meredith, largemouth bass and smallmouth bass are great with white crankbaits, green-jointed rapalas, and top water lures. Catfish are good on the docks, and walleye are great all over the lake throughout the day on jigs with pearl blue or chartreuse grubs.
Heading to the Hill Country, LBJ, crappie are good in 20 feet of water on brush piles with orange and chartreuse jigs. Bass are good with a white spinnerbait in the mornings around shallow structure. As the sun rises, the fish are moving to deeper main lake points. A Texas rig worm and drop shots, those have been producing. Travis, bass can be targeted locating drains, continuing over in the brush. containing brush in 15 to 20 feet, throwing weedless baits such as Texas Rig Drop Shot. Those have been working well.
All right, on the hunting scene, you dove hunters have been doing well. We got some rain this week in South Texas. It probably helped scatter some birds, but, it will probably dry out a little bit. And don't forget, we've got the late season, dove season that is still out in front of us. The Canada Goose early season concludes this Sunday, as does the abbreviated early teal season in September closes this Sunday. And then what else do we have here, Harold? Oh, the regular dove season goes in South Texas goes till October 26th. That's the first split.
Okay.
All right. I can't see what you're trying
to read over my shoulder. Anyway, on and off, but in luxury, I mean real luxury here, Bubba's. The 2025 Lexus LX600. Oh, luxury four-wheel drive. 3.4-liter V6, twin-turbo, putting out 409 horsepower. Made into a 10-speed automatic transmission. 8,000 pounds of towing with integrated tow hitch. Crawl control with turn assist. Active height control, which is cool, especially when you're short like me and lower it down to get in. Multi-terrain select. Adaptive variable suspension. All the advanced technology you can think of. I mean, the list is too long to really read. Luxury features, 22-inch forged alloy wheels, 7-passenger seating, power folding, third row, a lot of room in this thing, leather trimmed everywhere, heated and ventilated second row, aside from the first, leather wood trimmed heated steering wheel, Mark Levinson premium sound system, rear seat entertainment system, front skid plates, Olson.
And glad to hear that.
I like to say there ain't no bad Lexus. I mean, this thing is really beautiful, luxurious, tremendous drive. It's a whopper, too, but still 22 miles per gallon on the highway. And reasonably priced Bob money, $121,211 plus TT&L.
Write a check.
Hey, there you go. Anyway, it's a whopper, like I said, the 2025 Lexus LX600.
All right, when we come back from the break, we're heading to Jasper. Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader Rusty Wood, he's on his way.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our Hill Country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one Texan to another. Thanks.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by
Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Their new plant and retail store.
You've seen it.
I've seen it. Let me tell you what, it is amazing. They are redefining what the country store and country feed store is all about. 52,000 square feet.
Oh, my goodness.
It is unbelievable. Drive through, pick up your, you know, bag products, everything you need in the way of tack, medicine for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, you can go to spearag.com. For more information on their FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or give them a call at 830-279-6156. And let me tell you what, I don't care where you live, it is worth a road trip to Uvalde and to Spear Ag.
Didn't you say that they even had something for you if you were hungry?
Oh, yes. They've got freezers full of beautiful tomahawk and ribeye Wagyu steaks, you know, and other cuts. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Hey, we head back to East Texas and Jasper with veteran, and I emphasize veteran because he has withstood the test of time, Rusty Wood, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader. Hey, Rusty, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, good morning, Bill and Harold. Good to be here.
Glad to have you back. Sorry about that introduction, but anyway.
No. Hey, it's nice to have veterans, you know?
Indeed it is.
It really is. Hey, coming out of last hunting season, what kind of harvest did you all have and resulting in any carryover in whitetail deer?
Yeah, you know, we had a good harvest last year. You know, we recently held our Texas Big Game Awards, and it was like it always is, consistently the biggest banquet in the whole state. So we had a lot of trophies to show for last year. So the overall harvest was really good with some high-quality animals. And then we had a mild winter. You know, we really didn't have too much bad weather here in East Texas, and the moisture stayed around. So any animals that did carry over should be in really good shape for the coming year.
Outstanding. We had some rain late in the spring, and then even through the summer months. What shape is the rangeland in, and what are we looking like antler and body condition-wise for white
cattle? Yeah, like I mentioned, the moisture carried through all year. You know, typically dries up in the summer and maybe had a little period of drought. We had 11 inches of rain in Nacogdoches during the month of August.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Virtually unheard of. So even when you would have expected it to dry up, we got moisture, a lot of moisture. So the range carried through all the way through the year and set the does in very good condition for the fawns and let the bucks have a good recovery period in antler development. So I'm expecting a banner year.
You all have been struggling with our Rio Grande turkey, the eastern turkeys. What kind of progress, good or bad, did we have with those rains and conditions?
Yeah, again, it should have been a good year for reproduction. Now, although we had good rains, we didn't have too much rain. Sometimes too much rain can be a detriment to our nesting birds, ground nesting birds, but we had good rains and timely rains, and overall the harvest was up during the 25 spring season. We only have a spring season here. The overall harvest was up a fair amount, so turkeys are doing pretty good.
Rusty, this Harold, I got to ask you about two of my favorites, and that's squirrels and pigs.
I knew it was coming. No, well, so the squirrels are overall still below the long-term average, but they're up from what they have been. They're still recovering from that ice storm that we had several years back, maybe recovering just a little bit slower than we would have intended, but they are recovering nicely. They're above last year's numbers, but still below the long-term average.
With the weather that we've had, and even some of the fall weather that we've had, are we putting a few back-to-back years together to benefit all wildlife?
For sure, we've had several good years of moisture, and the temperatures have been pretty mild. You know, we've had mild winters, and we really haven't had too much bad weather in the summer. The 100-degree days have been minimal, so pretty good conditions overall for the last several years, actually.
All right, one final thing before we run out of time for you to update us. Waterfowl, back sloughs, ponds, what shape are we when it gets cold up north and birds fly south?
it's like always in East Texas. If you can find a little backwater, you're in pretty good shape on a managed pond. But we didn't have a great till season. Numbers were down just a little bit. The harvest wasn't great. But, you know, if you get out there and hit them hard, there's always people that tend to find birds. It's just a challenge for East Texas. Seems like the flyway goes around us, either to the coast or to the hill country.
I understand. It's called hunting in Texas, right?
That's it.
All right. Hey, listen, appreciate what you and your team does for us. And good to visit with you once again on Texas Outdoor News.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
Thank you, Rusty. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
From East Texas and Jasper, we go to Brownwood and the Cross Timbers Rolling Plains with Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader Dean Marquardt. Dean, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I tell you what, y'all have had some weather this year, positive weather, and let's start with white-tailed deer. Coming out of last season, what kind of harvest did you all experience, and was there a carryover so we've got a little bit older age class of deer?
Yeah, good year all the way around for deer. So coming out of last year, harvest was about average for the area. You know, the year, it didn't get really cold. It was just a really mild winter. But we got into the spring and had some of those amazing rainfall time frames, and here we are coming into fall with acorns on the ground everywhere. So it's been a great year for deer. Antler growth, fawn production, really looking well.
So with the acorns on the ground, that means the pendulum has swung back in the favor of the critters, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is about once every 5 years we get this kind of acorn drop, and it's pretty substantial. And you know, it's odd for this time of year to have this much green on the ground. We've got forbs, we've got green grass. It looks like springtime. So,
well, times like these, this is Harold, by the way. I love it. I'm fortunate enough to have property to do it on. But if you do have space, this kind of hunting always appeals to me because you can get out there and get amongst them rather than just sitting in your stand.
Yeah, for sure. They're moving around, you know, lots of water. You know, we've actually seen bucks are out of velvet now. We've seen a little bit of activity as far as bucks starting to make scrapes a little early this year. So it is here.
Yeah, some of that cool weather get a little cooler, and then it's really going to turn them on. Looking at the moisture that you've had, not only in the spring, but, you know, come fall with some of that monsoonal flow coming up through parts of your area. Quail, ground nesting birds, are we putting a couple of years, maybe 3 years, back to back to back?
We're trying. This is a great start on it. You know, last year was a right about average year. This year we're looking about an average year for quail numbers from what we've seen on our surveys. But we are getting those reports of new poults on the ground, new quail chicks on the ground, and, you know, little flocks and coveys out there that are doing well. So if we can string another year or two together just like this, we'll be looking pretty good.
How about the other ground nesting bird in our Rio Grande turkey?
Yeah, turkeys have really made a rebound in the last couple of years. We've seen lots of poults, bigger brood flocks this year even. So really excited about turkeys for the future. And you know, this year there's going to be a lot of jakes out there, a lot of young birds, 1 and 2 year old birds, but there's some mature gobblers still. Just bodes well for the future for turkey.
Now, in your district, all the quail and the years that I've hunted up there, the only thing that I saw were bobs. Y'all don't have any of the blue or scale quail, do you?
No, every once in a while we'll get some on our very western edge, get up towards Vernon, if we get towards Abilene, but we're right there on the edge to where we're primarily just bobwhites.
Tell you, the years that I've spent in Dean's district hunting, just it was an eye opener, and just tremendous opportunities. And Dean, I remember a Ducks Unlimited media event down in Port O'Connor that I attended. And the transition with all of the agricultural changes, say, out of South Texas, Southeast Texas, with the rice, They were saying that your area was a beneficiary of birds coming down because of all the stock ponds, small lakes, et cetera, for ducks and other waterfowl to come in. What shape are we in those low-lying water-holding areas?
Yeah, looking good for ducks. You know, looking at the reports from up north, this year was a little drier. Habitat conditions were not quite as good. Prairie pothole regions into Canada. So as we get ducks, I think we'll still get a fair number. We still have water. We still got huntable area. We'll still have huntable ducks. But the production up north wasn't quite as good as the last few years.
Well, we know the early teal season that closes Sunday, you know, was curtailed from us being spoiled all these years with the extended season, and also forecast that next year's season will be a shorter one. But have heard that northern pintails have rebounded. You all get a few of those through your area, don't you?
We sure do. Pintails are looking good. You know, again, we're just kind of treading water on numbers there. We haven't seen that increase. But, yeah, there's still quite a few coming through. We'll see them on ponds, pretty big groups as they make their way. Some stay over, some make it all the way to the coast, but still decent numbers up here.
Yeah, speaking of decent numbers, Dean, I've got to ask you, how are we doing with feral hogs?
You know, this is the perfect storm if you're a feral hog. You've got cooler summer temperatures and quite a bit of rainfall makes for a good production year. You know, we're seeing some really big sounders, lots of young in the population of feral hogs. So definitely a year for the increase with feral hogs.
You know, from a real estate perspective, your area is being discovered and more and more folks are coming out that way. Where I'm going with this question is people buy a piece of property and they go, mine, mine, and they put a high fence up around it to control, you know, their management plan. Have you all starting to see some free-ranging exotics, or are they pretty much still behind the fence?
They're still behind it. We don't have many free-range exotics. Every once in a while, somebody will see, you know, a free-range, you know, whether it's an axis or a red deer, but it's a really odd case to see that. So not a lot of exotics. One thing that keeps that out of our area is usually the cooler temperatures through the winter. A lot of these exotic species are more adaptable to a warmer climate, and we do get some cold winters. We just haven't had one in the last couple of years.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. As we head toward the season, the general season, of course, bow season opens this weekend. Harold talks about getting in amongst them.
Yeah,
for right. You for the rifle hunters coming in, as green and lush as it is, I'm amazed at some hunters. They're having fun in camp, they load up in the truck, are driven right to the doorstep of their hunting blinds, mm-hmm. may as well have sirens and everything else blaring, you know, announcing I'm here.
Right.
I always suggest you need to stalk to your blind, and particularly that opening weekend in November. Looks like we're going to be moving toward a full moon. Take your time getting there and be as quiet as possible, right?
Yeah, well, I've got a few through the years walking to the blind.
Oh, okay.
Got them before I got there. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Any suggestions for getting to that blind and having the first opportunity to get see a big buck?
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of the experience. And, you know, if you do some midday scouting, looking for little scrape lines, tree lines, little secluded open areas, really neat situation to sneak in and even sit on the ground and do some rattling and hunting trails and scrape lines. It can be really rewarding, but it takes a lot of patience.
The other side of the coin is with that full moon that I'm talking about, I think it's the first Wednesday in November after the season opens. You know, if they're out feeding at night under a full moon, they're probably going to be working the area midday or deer more active. That's a key, is to watch your moon phase and watch these salooner tables, at least it is for me.
Yeah, as we get to, you know, that first full week in November, that's really peak rut time for us up here. So you'll see deer moving all day during the day, obviously at night with the full moon, but there's still some opportunities in a midday situation, you know, on a cool, cloudy day for whitetail for sure.
You used the word opportunity. Perfect lead for me to ask this. The $48 annual hunting permit in your district, what opportunities are there for folks to do some public hunting?
Yeah, I'll go to Dove on that one. We have a couple of different WMAs that offer dove hunting. We've planted sunflower fields and manicured and shredded. And, you know, that opening weekend, we had guys with limits on public ground. So cool opportunity there. Beyond that, the rest are our draw hunts on our WMAs and some state parks. But our public dove ground is getting more popular up here. And so it was one of the better years, I think, for our public dove field.
Outstanding. Well, I tell you what, again, love every opportunity I get to come up to your part of the world and hunt and enjoy what's going on. Many thanks to you and your team for what you all do and contribute to managing our wildlife resources. Our guest from Brownwood, Texas, Dean Marquardt, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader. Dean, many thanks, sir.
Thank you all. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Dean. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, got some more seasons?
Boy, indeed we do. This is going to be a busy weekend, September 27th. A lot of stuff opening, mule deer archery season, and that goes through November 27. That's going to be in 59 counties. September 27 again to October 31, white-tailed deer archery only season, and that's 252 of 254 counties. And then September 27 to October 31, the Rio Grande turkey archery only season. And for information on all of this stuff, go to tpwd.texas.gov. September 30, East Wharton County Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Hungerford at the Hungerford Hall. And on September 30, also Midland Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraiser, obviously in Midland, held at Bush Convention Center. And for information on those great events, just go to ducks.org and then go to those events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Out there in the field and on the water, you need a light. Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They even have kits that contain like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord, any light source, including the sun, and hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. 20% off any of their products, free, same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code Texas20, again, 20% off, free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com, or go to texasoutdoornews.com and you see that picture of Hybrid Light, click on it, and it'll take you right to their site.
As you have heard today, we've started our annual Waltz Across Texas as we visit with all 11 Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders. Thanks to Rusty Wood and Dean Marquardt, first two district leaders are complete.
Great kickoff.
Nine more to go.
Yeah.
We got word that Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders next week are going to be down in Matagorda in meetings.
I went,
no, you're not. You're going to be fishing. I know what you're going to do. And rightly deserved. I hope y'all do get the chance to fish.
Let us hope.
So we're going to take a break, but we got a great show.
Ooh.
Earlier we mentioned, and Harold was picking at me about being in Uvalde to see the new Spear Ag.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Spear is going to join us and give us his perspective of what he and his brother Klein have done.
Wow.
Absolutely. I mean, my dad had the original home do-it-yourself center in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the hardware side covered at Spear Ag.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
All right.
It was like a step back in time. The automation in their production and bagging,
mm-hmm.
What Klein designed, and you know, Big Brother gave younger brother all the credit. He goes, no, this was Klein's deal, you know?
Okay.
You've seen the beer drive through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can drive through and get your bag products.
Oh, very good.
See,
right.
Whatever it may be.
That's
so just tremendous. We'll be with Justin next week, and then the following week,
we
resume our Waltz Across Texas and continue until we complete that task.
Outstanding. Okay, friends, do remember, check the website out because we archive all of our shows. So if you go, what they talk about, you just up at the top, you know, says listen to our show. So go to texasoutdoornews.com for all of that information. Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And, of course, what we want you to do is, whether you're on the water or in the field, be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.